USA Radio News.
British Prime Minister Theresa May survives a no-confidence vote.
The number of votes cast in favour of having confidence in Theresa May was 200, and against was 117. Under the rules set out in the constitution of the Conservative Party, no further confidence vote can take place for at least 6 months.
President Trump is making a push to support opportunity zones. He signed an executive order today calling for a panel to coordinate the program.
This council will coordinate efforts across the entire federal government to deliver jobs, investment, and growth to the communities that need it the most.
HUD Secretary Ben Carson will head up the Economic Council. Opportunity zones offer incentives for investors who put their money into areas where there's need for economic growth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports that if a government shutdown happens, it will only affect a fraction of the federal system.
With partial shutdown fears growing as a funding deadline of December 21st nears, be advised that a shutdown would only affect about a quarter of the federal government, as most of the government's agencies and departments have already been funded through 2019. President Trump saying he would be proud to shut down the government in the ongoing dispute over a massive border wall, Democrats insisting they won't blink first. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
CBS News has reached a settlement with the three women accusing veteran journalist Charlie Rose of sexual harassment. The lawsuit claims Rose made physical contact with the women and that CBS was fully aware of his behavior. A statement from CBS says the matter has been resolved and the settlement amount is confidential. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 157 points to close at 24,527. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Court TV Network is being revived after being off the air for a decade, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Its 17-year run ended in 2008 when Turner rebranded it as True TV.
And what about the gripping testimony, Harlan, where he describes how visibly upset...
This time a network, Court TV, is expected to come back on air next year. It will be relaunched as part of the EW Scripts Company, including its trademark, website, and 100,000 hours of original content that Scripts acquired from Turner Broadcasting. Some original Court TV anchors will be back. Katz Networks, part of the EW Scripts company, saying it will relaunch Court TV as a new round-the-clock network offering gavel-to-gavel trial coverage on the air and online in May of 2019.
An all-new episode tonight at 10:30 on Court TV.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan is doing his best to keep the Washington Redskins in Maryland. Hogan yesterday touted a new tentative agreement that the state reached with federal officials to swap Land Park in Western Maryland to build the team a new stadium in Prince George's County.
Can you imagine the Redskins Stadium on a Monday Night Football, looking at all the monuments reflecting in the Potomac River? It'd be the nicest facility in America.
Hogan was short on details, but this comes amid speculation that the Redskins could return to Washington, D.C. For USA Radio.